Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm your host, Jen Sanasi, and on today's show, we're passing it over to CoinDesk Indices for some weekly market insights.
Wondercraft AI Voice here to give you three crypto markets takeaways from this week. And stick around, we'll have additional analysis from Ned Menton, analyst at Runa Digital Assets. First, Tracy Stevens, senior index manager at CoinDesk Indices, provides markets highlights for the week ending March 29th with data from March 26th. The CoinDesk 20 index closed up 4.8% week over week, but still 2.7% below the index high earlier this month. This brings the year-to-date index gain to 57%. Layer 1, smart contract platform internet computer, leads the CoinDesk 20 this week. ICP is up 40% since this time last week, which brings its market cap above $8.8 billion in USD. Only three assets closed below their levels this time last week. These include Avalanche down 7.5%, Solana down 3.8%, and Polkadot, which is near flat down 0.2%. For our analysis section this week, Ned Menton writes, "This week, the CoinDesk 20 closed up 4.8%. Amidst this relatively mild week in the heat of the bull market, there were many big outperformers driven by idiosyncratic events and trends in markets. Meme coins continue to be market favorites, with SHIB and Dogecoin the top performers within the CoinDesk 20 over the past month, up 204% and 108% respectively. While arguably more social than financial meme coins provide speculators with an opportunity to make fast money at high risk, as retail traders continue to be drawn back to crypto markets by rising prices, these assets could see further volatility as the crowd in the crypto casino grows." One of the big news stories of the week was BlackRock announcing its most recent foray into crypto with its tokenized treasury bill fund. This announcement renewed market interest into real-world asset DeFi applications. Two of the most prominent beneficiaries of this broad re-rating in real-world assets were Maple Finance, up 57%, and TrueFi, up 73%, as the market seeks exposure to the trend following BlackRock's public endorsement of the power of tokenization. Over the last month, smart contract platform Phantom has been the top performer in its sector, up 178%. Much of this price appreciation can be attributed to the network's upcoming Sonic upgrade. Sonic moves Phantom away from the Ethereum virtual machine to Phantom's own in-house execution client. The project's founders have publicly suggested that after Sonic is implemented, Phantom will be able to handle transactions at a similar scale to newer and more richly valued alternative layer ones. This possibility has sparked renewed interest in the name as the upgrade draws near. A notable underperformer in the CoinDesk 20 this week was Solana, down 3.8%. Despite this negative price action, Solana has seen continued growth in its DeFi ecosystem, with some of its cornerstone applications such as Jupiter and Radium hitting all-time highs in volume traded over the past week. Despite this growth, Solana could be under some threat from Ethereum Layer 2s now that the Denkun upgrade is live. With considerably lower fees on L2s, Solana's relative advantage in terms of affordability and user experience may be diminished, giving users more reason to consider experimenting with Layer 2s, such as Optimism, Arbitrum, and Base. Like what you're hearing, head on over to CoindeskMarkets.com for more. Thank you for listening. That's it for today's show.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.